Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Well, I was born in a small town. Welcome back to 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Harry Alford, President and CEO of the National Black Chamber of Commerce, nationalbcc.org. I encourage you to check that out. And Harry, thanks again for being here. Harry, let's talk about chambers of commerce. I've been a member of my chamber since 1977. And before a lot of the people listening to my show, before their mother was born. So it's been a long time, right? Almost 40 years I've been a member of my chamber, and I've had lots of different jobs here. I've been supporting chambers for a long time. I tell people that if you're a small business owner and you're not a member of your chamber, I want you to tell me why. And when you're out there promoting the National Black Chamber of Commerce, how do you work with local chambers who obviously have people of all parts of society and all races and everything? How do you work with local chambers?
Well, there's great history there. The first Chamber of Commerce or Business Association was developed by a person, my hero, Booker T. Washington.
Right.
In 1902, he started the National Negro Business League. That was 10 years before the U.S. Chamber of Commerce started.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Teddy Roosevelt brought him into the White House. He was the first black to have dinner with the President of the United States in the White House.
Wow.
And Teddy Roosevelt caught hell for that. But 10 years later, Taft got some money and put up the U.S. Chamber of Commerce on the building that's on 8th Street today in D.C.
Right.
Of which I'm a board of director of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, too.
Yep.
Very proud of that. So it is the backbone of the United States. We are a capitalistic country. We were brought up and formed under the tenets of capitalism. And the Chamber of Commerce drives that and makes us strong. When we were attacked by Japan, when we got into World War II, we won that war because of our economy, because of our manufacturing prowess and our capitalistic ways. We put out more tanks and ships. I mean, we're putting
and we had enough patriots to man those tanks too.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Put it all on the line. Put it all on the line, and we came out victorious. Thank God for that.
Mm-hmm. And so when you work today with your leagues, your local groups, how do they work with the local chamber of commerce? Because the chamber, local chambers, you know, they want all kinds of members in their chambers.
Yeah, well, I'm on the board of the U.S.
Do you tell them it's not either or, it's both and, and you should belong to?
It's both. And we set the example here in Washington, D.C. I run the National Black Chamber of Commerce, but I'm also a board of director on the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
Right,
we work together. They're a 501c6. They electioneer. Mm-hmm. They go out and find people to be elected.
What do local black chambers focus on? Is it advocacy?
We are a 501c3, so we are a benefit for society. What we try to do is teach economic empowerment through the use of capitalism.
Right.
Growing businesses. So it's very basic and elementary. Capitalism is what makes this country, and what we want are more capitalists working in our society.
Harry, you started doing this earlier, but you didn't finish. In about a minute, where were you born? Where did you grow up?
I was born in Oxnard, California.
Yeah?
Very poor parents. My father and mother didn't finish the eighth grade. They grew up in Louisiana. They didn't go to high school because there was no high school in Bossier Parish, Louisiana. my daddy was a truck driver. My mother was a domestic. But what they instilled in me and my brother, you work your butt off, things are going to be fine.
And if you didn't stay in line, you got something else done to your backside, too.
You learned the hard way.
But the boys' club, you said earlier, the boys' club was a big part of your life.
That turned me around. Jim Omo was the coach. Hispanic guy, Jim Mowell. He says, you can be a football player. And if you're a football player, this Saturday, you watch USC and you watch UCLA, you could be out there playing too. Yeah, and so I didn't make UCLA or USC. I went to University of Wisconsin.
Yeah,
but he turned me around.
Right. So somebody, you had parents that instilled values in you, and then you had a community that helped you too. And we need more of all of that, don't we? In all sectors of America. Harry, I really appreciate your leadership. I want to thank you for all you're doing there at the National Black Chamber of Commerce. And I'm going to be at the U.S. Chamber event in June. I'll see you there.
I'll be there. Yeah. Okay. Thanks,
Harry. Take care of yourself.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. NationalBCC.org, ladies and gentlemen. I encourage you to check that out, especially their National Guard program. I'm very proud of them for working on that one. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.